JLT USC agent released. By the time you print this letter, I will be released on tag on the 7th of June. I will be on a home curfew from 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. till the 27th of September. Sadly, it does not include my garden. I was moved from HMP Nottingham, which I found out once inside is Britain's second most violent prison, to Sudbury Open Prison after 10.5 weeks. I have met prisoners here that I know who arrived in Nottingham after me, but were transferred to Sudbury before me. Yet they are doing the same sentence as me. I was investigated by the Immigration Department and Border Agency, and their report came back all clear. I was stopped from reading The Socialist as it was not on the approved reading list. However, after complaining, they let me read it, then stopped it, and now at Sudbury I'm reading it, but it arrives late. All the above games were to wear me down, but they had the opposite effect. Also, people's letters and cards kept my spirits up. I have received, as of the 16th of May, 1990 letters and 15 cards. One thing I have learnt in prison is that it should be named a labor camp. The stories that other inmates have told me, how prisons all over the country exploit prisoners. One prisoner told me of a prison which transports prisoners to a chicken factory. Once all the work is done, and it's hard work, the factory owners transport the chickens to Asdow, Sainsbury's, and so on. The prisoners get paid well below the minimum wage. I like Sudbury better than Nottingham as I have more freedom. I work in the market garden here, inside and outside the polytunnels. They have customers arriving in coaches to buy flowers, veg, and fruit. The prisoners, and there are a lot working in the market garden, work 6 hours a day, Monday to Friday, and we are on 25p an hour. You can imagine, there are 83,000 prisoners in Britain, and the majority who work are working for such a slave labor wage, no matter what job it is. Each prisoner, and there's two to a cell, has to pay 50p a week for their TV, which goes to the TV owners, which must bring in millions of pounds. It's the same with the phone companies, as prisoners pay so much to use the phones. The prison limits prisoners on how much they can spend. The prison food you get, portion-wise, is not enough. Prisoners then have to make a choice between food or credit to phone their family. There has been a lot of angry letters in the prison newspaper from prisoners on that issue. There are many people I have observed who should not be in prison. People with mental health issues and homeless people. The staffing issues are a health and safety issue in all prisons. I have heard this, and have seen it myself in Nottingham, which some prisoners have told me is like a volcano waiting to go off. I could feel the heat myself when I was there. Most of the media portray prison as a holiday camp. I can assure you it is not. At the age of 60, my first time ever in trouble with the law, I was sent to prison. I went there with my head held high, and will leave with my head held high. I don't regret showing people an old petition from TUSC's campaign against Moreway swimming pool closing. Labour and RB later closed it, and then recently lost control of the council. I was proud of Derby TUSC's campaign. I'm not broken by my incarceration, and will still campaign against cuts. Once again, thank you all for your support. Chris Fernandez, Derby.